You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions. And my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker, Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
I'm great. How are you?
I didn't ask you yet. You're so used to me always asking that. I love that.
Oh. I know, right?
We've been doing this a little while.
We have. Okay, so I'm done now. I'm not even going to speak anymore.
She's done. Over it.
So our guest today, I'm excited because this is an event near and dear to my heart. And with Hoosiers Outrun Cancer, we have Wanda and Angela. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves and say kind of how they got involved and why. So Wanda, why don't you start?
Hi, I'm Wanda Kaczynski. I'm with IU Health Bloomington Hospital. I'm also in charge of team captains for HOC, and I also manage the Olcott Center.
Awesome. Thank
Very
you.
Cool.
And Angela?
Good morning. Angela Parker here. I practice law by day and chair the Hoosiers Outrun Cancer Committee. This will be my third year for chairing this incredible group of volunteers, of which Nancy heads up one of our committees, so we're grateful to have her involved in it this year. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to September 17th.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. Why don't we talk a little bit about Hoosiers Outrun Cancer, kind of how it got started, what year are we on? Because it's been around for a long time.
We are in year 17. Year 17 was founded in 1999. Bobby Knight actually named the event. And I have to say that we have appreciated for all 16 years we've done it, now into the 17th year, the incredible support as a presenting sponsor for IU Athletics. They have been wonderful to work with. Bloomington Hospital Foundation sort of puts it on, and IU Athletics does an incredible job helping us with that. So we've raised over $2.5 million to benefit the Olcott Center, which you will hear Wanda talk a little bit about today. And it's voted the number one road race in the People's Choice Award. We have over 5,000 participants the last couple of years.
It's huge.
Over 150 teams. Mm-hmm. We've raised a lot of money for some pretty significant impact in the community. And that's what makes it a little bit more than a 5K.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's really an event. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you go to a lot of 5Ks, but rarely do I go to one and I'm going out talking to people in the crowd and they burst into tears.
Right.
And
right.
The reason they burst into tears is because they're running in memory of a loved one or in honor of someone. And it's there's so much meaning behind what Hoosiers Outrun Cancer does and represents. And that's because of what the Olcott Center does.
Absolutely.
Good segue to you, Wanda.
It is a good segue.
Well, if you haven't heard about the Olcott Center, it's the best kept secret in town for people who need information about cancer prevention, early detection, education once you have a cancer. And the Olcott Center was started about 17 years ago by Joanne Olcott, well known in the community, because she had a breast cancer diagnosis and had nowhere to turn for education. And so she and her husband actually funded the beginning of the Olcott Center, and of course HOC was a perfect fit because that continued to fund it. And what that does for the community, we have a lot of resources available for anyone who has cancer, or even if you're a family member and wants to know more. We have three nurse navigators who actually see patients throughout the entire cancer journey, check up on them even after they've completed treatment. We offer free massage to patients that are going undergoing cancer treatment. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of programs around Look Good, Feel Better, which is helping women understand how to apply makeup and so forth once you've had chemotherapy, lose your eyebrows and so forth. And we have support groups. We have art therapy that actually is not only at the Olcott Center, but is also in the hospital. So lots of things that we have. So any questions about my Olcott Center?
There are lots of questions. I think it's just a huge resource that we even have this in our little small town.
That's what I was going to say. What a great, great
it is.
Treasure.
It's comparable to the cancer center I came from. And I think the most amazing thing about it is it was just community grown.
Right.
And I think another thing amazing about the Olcott Center is that the community is so invested in it. There are several programs where we have people raise money for specific causes. Like, I know you, have you ever heard of Brew to Cure? It's a group of four guys in the community that do homebrew. In fact, they were just telling me they did their second homebrew sessions, getting ready for it. Mm-hmm. And they raise money for lymphedema garments for people who can't afford it.
Okay.
And then we have a girlfriend fund that actually provides money to people when they're undergoing cancer treatment. And typically people use it for gas cards. But this was another fund started by Kathy Logue almost about the same time. It was as if everybody came together at one time and said, we really need to tackle the problem of cancer in Bloomington. And so she actually has started that, and we have an annual golf tournament, Tee Up Against Cancer, that helps support that as well.
I think it's great that there is one place that, I mean, if you have an idea, it sounds like if you have an idea of how to raise money or that you want to contribute to some kind of cancer research or to help families, because I think that's, families are lost when they first get this diagnosis. They don't know enough information. They know they don't have the money to get the meds they need or the services they need. And I think we're very fortunate. I'm thankful that my family hasn't had to use the LCAT Center at this point. Right. But I also feel very fortunate that if we do, I know where to go. Because these resources are here.
Well, I think it's such a huge compliment to our community that, you know, I like the idea that it's a homegrown thing. You know, it's here local, and that's what makes it so personal. So just from the fact that it was Joanne that started it with her husband, I mean, and the way it's grown over the years, I mean, it's just such a very personal thing for the community.
And that's what makes the race so much fun.
Right. And these people
because we have teams who have been with us from the beginning. In fact, we're going to have a little event next week to honor some of our longstanding teams who come back year after year after year, who most of them have lost loved ones to cancer. And it's a very meaningful part of their year to give back and to form teams, large teams, who raise a lot of money. We raise a minimum of $200,000 a year. Right. Our highest year was $230,000 in a single year through Hoosiers Outrun Cancer. So there's a lot of money being raised to continue the good work of the Alcott Center because people are so invested in it because mostly of their personal experiences and the good that it was able to bring their families.
Actually, I think Brian and I were on one of the winning teams for the most people.
You were. It was running for Ruth. Running for Ruth in memory of Ruth Chapman. And that was a great and wonderful team. I'm sorry a lot of those people are going to be on the East Coast at a wedding this year and we'll miss that. But we look forward.
But I hear we're running there.
We are. Yes. I'm putting it together. We're going
to
run.
You can be spirit runners as well. You don't have to attend. You can still be a spirit runner.
So we'll have, we've already got teams registering up and running. Our highest was 174 teams, I think. Do you know how many we have now?
No, last time I looked about 70-ish.
Okay. So we'll start building on those numbers. Our online presence, which I need to tell you what that is.
Yeah.
You can call this number, 812-353-5000. That's the Bloomington Hospital Foundation. Or you can log on, which is the easiest way and the way that most people are now accustomed to finding us, at HoosiersOutRunCancer.org. That website will give you all of the information that you need. You can register for a team. You can register as an individual. You can make online donations. I looked this morning. It'll change by the time this airs. But this morning it was well over $55,000, which already breaks records from past years on online giving. And you can register to be a spirit runner if you can't attend the race. And it also gives a lot of information about why we do Hoosiers Outrun Cancer and what we're trying to accomplish with that. So please take a look at the website and get engaged that way as well. One of the other things I wanted to do, if I could just take a second, we have incredible corporate sponsors. And I always want to recognize our sponsors. So if I could take just a second to do that. We started some fun things in prior years with the race. So we now have a Start Line sponsor.
Right.
So their banner is raised up over the Start Line. That's 10th and College. We have a Finish Line sponsor, which is Master Rental. This year new, we have a bib sponsor. So you'll see a corporate sponsorship on our bibs, which is Bell Trace. Cook Group is joining us this year as a Kid Zone sponsor. So those are some of the top sponsors. There's more, which I hope we get to later in the show. But I at least wanted to mention how important corporate sponsorship is to this, as well as all the individuals running, being on teams, and being spirit runners.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll talk more about the race, more about the Alcott Center, and we will talk more about those wonderful sponsors.